Millions of Puerto Ricans woke up to a 6.4 magnitude earthquake today, which knocked out electricity across most of the island and destroyed numerous homes. The fault lines underlying Puerto Rico have been largely dormant since 1918, when a 7.3 quake killed over 100 people. But in December, earthquakes once again began rattling the island, sparking fears about Puerto Rico's safety and ongoing recovery from Hurricane Maria. Joining me now with updates from Puerto Rico is Michael Dybert, a journalist and author who lives in San Juan. Michael, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about the damage so far. We've heard about homes being destroyed. What's the status of the island's infrastructure in terms of roads and buildings?
Well, the power authority automatically shut down when the earthquake occurred, which is something, I guess, it's a preventative measure that they take. Allegedly, there was minor damage to two plants. I know that there has been some landslides on roads in the south of the island near where the quake was centered. I know there was at least one death in Ponce. And some other towns in that part of the island, Guanica, a school collapsed, a church collapsed in a town called Guayanilla. And a lot of the damage seems to have been centered on that part of the island thus far. I walked around my old neighborhood of Old San Juan earlier this morning, and there didn't seem to be any visible damage yet here.
There were also concerns, Michael, that the current governor, Wanda Vasquez, at least on social media, people were saying that they were confused about what to do, what steps to take. How has the government been responding to these quakes? Because we've seen a series of them over the past week or so.
I mean, you can certainly say that I think people's nerves have been really rattled because there's been a series of fairly strong quakes in the south of the country, especially where the one this morning was centered. And even after the one that happened today, I mean, there were some aftershocks that felt as bad as those. And I think the response of the government here has been a little bit shaky. I mean, she was sending some tweets out this morning that were telling people, well, now is not the time to be in the streets. And kind of, I think a lot of people were wondering, what does that mean? Are you telling people to go back into their homes or to not, even if they may be unsafe? So I think, you know, people are quite rattled here still.
Also, I mean, let's be honest there. Electricity is out on most of the island. To tweet just doesn't seem like a sufficient response right now. Are there folks on the ground, government personnel on the ground, sort of helping people or telling people what they should do, whether they should be in their homes, or are there evacuation centers being set up?
Yes. I mean, I think especially in the areas where the quake was centered, you know, around Ponce and things like that, I think there are certainly local officials, working pretty hard with the affected communities. I think there was a lot of confusion, probably partially because it happened at about 4:43 or something like that this morning. I was shaken out of bed by it myself. But I think as the day is getting up and running, I mean, hopefully the aid that people need will get to them on that part of the island.
And of course, as you know, we've spoken about this in the past, Michael, the island is still in some parts recovering from Hurricane Maria. Infrastructure is still trying to get up to par. What effect did this have these earthquakes had on the existing, attempts to continue to recover from Hurricane Maria?
Well, I think one thing we can definitely say is that the infrastructure, even before these recent tremors, is extremely fragile. I mean, I live in San Juan, and we lose power and water fairly regularly for a variety of reasons. So you certainly still get the feeling, I would say, more than 2 years after Hurricane Maria, that it wouldn't take very much of a natural occurrence to really knock the island back on its heels. And, hopefully that won't be what transpires after the earthquake today. But, I think there's a lot of worry about that here for sure.
I grew up going to Puerto Rico to visit family. I never recall earthquakes being an issue. Do we have any idea why now? Why this series of quakes has been happening?
I haven't seen any sort of definitive explanation for why they're all occurring right at this moment. One thing, I mean, for people in the Caribbean, I think that's particularly a vivid memory is, I mean, these are occurring almost 10 years to the day after the destruction of the earthquake in Haiti, which occurred on January 10th in 2010. So the symmetry of the two experiences is pretty spooky, I think you could say.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the other infrastructure issues on the ground. I'm wondering about people in nursing homes, people in places like hospitals. Are those facilities ready for what could be more aftershocks?
Well, there were some photos circulating on social media this morning of patients in a hospital in the south of the island who had been moved out kind of, well, to the open air, essentially, you know, because they weren't sure of the structural integrity of the buildings they were in. One aspect, though, that I think doesn't get enough attention that's pretty worrisome is that the Secretary of Education here said that schools aren't compliant with code. And, you know, the school in Guanica that collapsed completely, I mean, had that happened 6 hours later, God knows what the consequences would have been.
That's 95% of the island schools are not up to earthquake standards. That's pretty terrifying. Are there plans to close the schools as a result of that?
None that I have heard of.
So where do we go from here? I mean, are there plans from the government? Has there been some sort of more concerted effort for the island's government to reach out to people and give some sort of guidance beyond what local guidance is being given so far?
I mean, clearly, I would say, I think much as in Haiti previous to 2010, you know, people basically associated the big danger in the Caribbean islands with hurricanes more than anything else. But as we've seen in recent weeks in Puerto Rico, earthquake and seismic activity is something that's seriously affecting the island. And I think there needs to be a serious plan to address it and to have contingencies for it going forward.
So far, that doesn't look like that's what's happening.
Not that I can tell.
Michael Dybird is a journalist and author who lives in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Michael, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.